According to government statistics, American Indians are 70% more likely to die by suicide than the general population. The high suicide rate has been called a silent epidemic, but it's silent no more if you cock an ear to the noise coming from a health workshop in Portland, Oregon. The hope here is that teen-generated web videos, music, and even a comic book can save lives. Almost 1 in 4 Native American youths has attempted suicide, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. 17-year-old Brandon Trejo, who lives on a reservation in eastern Washington state, knows a face behind that statistic.
One of my friends, he tried overdosing on a bunch of pills. He didn't work. He ended up going to the hospital, getting his stomach pumped.
Trejo was shocked and still doesn't understand why his friend did that. Oregon tribal member Sarah Hull has felt the same shock not just once, but multiple times. The 16-year-old goes to a school off the reservation.
I know from personal experience living in a Native American community and being around people that depression is really common because for a lot of people it's hard to find your way to your culture or to find your way to a certain passion when you don't know who you are and you're confused.
Sarah has found her way to a passion, music.
Ready?
So here she is in a makeshift recording studio set up at a tribal health workshop.
Oh, how I wish you would stay.
Awesome. Now let's throw the hook on there.
Hull says she lay awake at night trying to find the right words for a song on the unusual theme of suicide prevention.
I will not fall. I will not fail. I will stay strong.
Hull's recording session is part of an anti-suicide healthy living workshop organized by the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board. The regional agency invited 60 students from different tribes to come to Portland for a week. Suicide Prevention Coordinator Colby Coughlin says the staff wanted help crafting health promotion messages that would resonate with young people.
Just youth learn from youth. That's what has happened forever.
Conference organizers arranged presentations around suicide warning signs and healthy drug-free living. Then they set the young people loose with video camera, drawing paper, notebooks, or a music producer. Coughlin hopes the experience will unleash a wave of positive social networking.
If they say, oh, and then I went to a leadership conference or I did a suicide prevention training and it taught me something so amazing that I actually helped save my best friend's life, that those are the things that people are going to hold with them and they're going to tell their friends.
This initiative was inspired by a successful web-based suicide prevention strategy in Australia. Todd Denny was one of the music mentors in Portland. He's led musical workshops to combat social ills on Northwest reservations for a decade now. Denny agrees that technology could help break the stigma around a difficult, sensitive topic.
One of the big challenges with suicide in all communities, not just tribal communities, is the silence and the secrecy. And so a program like this allows people to break through those barriers of silence and secrecy, to express themselves, to tell their stories.
Over the course of a week, some of the teens did that through traditional Native American music. Others explored the suicide prevention theme through more contemporary genres.
A native once said, we don't throw away our own. Reach out to the hurting, don't leave them alone. Come on, native people, life can be unfair. And I'll show them that.
I wish it were me, I'd scream. And you try to throw it all away.
That's 19-year-old Jordan Hill on guitar. He says he chose his lyrics carefully.
But every song that I've written is a message to somebody, which is why when I finally put out the album that I'm working on right now, I wanted to name it Memoir, because it's a message to everybody.
Hill's message is slated to become part of a comprehensive online health resource created by Native youth for Native youth. The multimedia campaign called We Are Native will begin later this year. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland, Oregon.